Day 3. The third step of the divine will in the Queen of Heaven. The smile of all creation for the conception of the celestial baby. The soul to the Virgin. Sovereign Mama, this little child of yours, enraptured by your celestial lessons, feels the extreme need to come each day upon your maternal knees, to listen to you, and to place your maternal teachings into my heart. Your love, your sweet accent, your pressing me to your heart, in your arms, infuse courage in me, and the confidence that my mama will give me the great grace of making me comprehend the great evil of my will, to make me live of divine will. Lesson of the Queen of Heaven. My child, listen to me. It is a heart of mother that speaks to you. And as I see that you want to listen to me, my heart rejoices and feels the sure hope that my child will take possession of the kingdom of the divine will, which I possess within my maternal heart, to give it to my children. Therefore, be attentive in listening to me, and write all my words within your heart, that you may always meditate on them and model your life according to my teachings. Listen, my child. As soon as the divinity smiled and celebrated my conception, the supreme fiat took the third step over my little humanity. Tiny, tiny as I was, it endowed me with divine reason. And moving all creation in feast, it made me be recognized by all created things as their queen. They recognized in me the life of the divine will. And the whole universe prostrated itself at my feet, though I was tiny and not yet born. And singing my praises, the sun made feast for me and smiled with its light. The heavens made feast for me with their stars, which smiled at me with their meek and sweet twinkling, and offered themselves as refulgent crown over my head. The sea made feast for me with its waves, rising and falling peacefully. In sum, there was not one created thing that did not unite itself to the smile and to the feast of the sacrosanct Trinity. All accepted my dominion, my rule, my command, and they felt honored because, after so many centuries from the time in which Adam had lost the command and the dominion of king by withdrawing from the divine will, they found in me their queen. And all creation proclaimed me queen of heaven and earth. My dear child, you must know that when the divine will reigns in the soul, it does not know how to do small things, but great. It wants to centralize all of its divine prerogatives in the fortunate creature. And everything that came out of its omnipotent fiat surrounds her and remains obedient to her wishes. What did the divine fiat not give to me? It gave me everything. Heaven and earth were in my power. I felt dominator of all, and even of my very creator. Now, my child, listen to your mama. Oh, how my heart grieves in seeing you weak, poor. Nor do you have the true dominion of dominating yourself. Fears, doubts, apprehensions are the things that dominate you. all miserable rags of your human will. But do you know why? Because the life of the divine will, intact, is missing in you, which, put into flight all the evils of the human will, may render you happy and fill you with all the goods it possesses. If you, with a firm resolution, decide no longer to give life to your human will, you will feel all evils die, and all goods come back to life within you. And then everything will smile at you, and the divine will take the third step also in you, and all creation will make feast for the newly arrived in the kingdom of the divine will. Therefore, my child, tell me, will you listen to me? Do you give me your word that you will never, never again do your will? Know that if you do this, I will never leave you. I will place myself as guardian of your soul. I will envelop you within my light, so that no one may dare to importune my child. I will give you my rule, that you may rule over all the evils of your will. The soul. Celestial Mama, your lessons descend into my heart and fill it with celestial balm. I thank you for lowering yourself so much toward me, poor little one. But listen, oh my mama, I fear myself. But if you want, you can do anything, and with you, I can do anything. I abandon myself like a little baby in the arms of my mama, and I am certain that I will satisfy her maternal yearnings.